Greetings. My name is Vince Williams. I'm the president and CEO of the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council. The hashtag BuyDiverse podcast, powered by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council, provides a voice to minority-owned businesses and entrepreneurs, as well as to corporations seeking to meet their diversity, equity, and inclusion goals strategically and intentionally. Hear the stories of certified minority-owned businesses and learn about their journeys, challenges, best practices, and successes. Also, discover Chicago MSDC's robust offerings to support business owners with certification, advocacy, connecting, and developing. Founded in 1968, Chicago MSDC is the premier organization that advances business opportunities for its certified Asian, Black, Hispanic, and Native American entrepreneurs. Contact us at www.chicagomsdc.org or buydiverse.net. This is Vince Williams, President and CEO of the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council, and you're listening to hashtag BuyDiverse, powered by Chicago MSDC. What you can expect from our podcast, firsthand success stories, business opportunities that are within the pipeline, best practices, advocacy, mentorship, how and why companies should join us. All on WGN.
This interview is brought to you by W3R Consulting, an IT consulting and management company delivering enterprise solutions at the intersection of innovation and ingenuity. Learn more about W3R at www.w3r.com.
You're listening to Hashtag BuyDiverse Podcast, powered by Chicago MSDC on WGN Radio 720. And we're here at the White Eagle Golf Course in Naperville, Illinois, from the beautiful Chicago MSDC Scholarship Classic, where we are awarding 18 scholarships to Chicago Public School students. In addition to that, I'd love to welcome to the show Eric Hardy, President and CEO of W3R Consulting. Eric, welcome to the Hashtag BuyDiverse Podcast.
Hi, Vince. Thanks, man. This is great to be here. You've done an outstanding job. It's been a great day.
Outstanding, Eric. Thank you. Tell our listening audience a little bit about W3R Consulting, your services, and how long you've been engaged in supplier diversity.
Yeah, thanks, Vince. W3R Consulting is a 26-year-old IT data consulting company. We have offices throughout the Midwest into the South. We've been participating in diversity, whether it's through the councils or through our own kind of mentoring efforts for the last 20 years. It's really kind of our mission to give back at this stage of the game developmentally, whether that's through entrepreneurship or things that we do with the youth. We believe that we can help cultivate the next generation of leaders, and there's a lot of work to be done. So we're just continually looking for opportunities to be engaged, and what you guys are doing out here in Chicago is phenomenal.
Outstanding. And so your contributions, if you will, to the continued growth and sustainability of not just minority businesses, but those corporations that you work with, what does that look like? Tell the listening audience a little bit more about those types of services.
Yeah, that is a really, really great question. I think, first of all, it starts when you're a diversity supplier with understanding how to deliver at an enterprise level. And so once we're able to accomplish that, we really kind of approach our relationships in three ways. One, we have to develop the relationship with whoever that new account may be from a real relationship perspective. We have to over-deliver on whatever it is the contract happens to be for. And then third, we have to align with them in the community. And oftentimes that alignment is things that we do through diversity channels. It could be things that we do through a technology channel. But ultimately, we're looking for long-term relationships, which mean we have to find ways to add value to those clients. And so when they ask us questions specifically about diversity, we oftentimes think about programs. Yeah. We can't solve problems tactically. We can do things that give an immediate impact. But more importantly, we're trying to develop long-term sustainable programming, either through a technology solution or through a diversity channel.
Outstanding. And then the types of solutions that you provide are industry specific. And so can you share with the listening audience who that is that you are looking to work with directly, what those industries are, and then the services that essentially you provide for?
Yeah. So we've grown up providing technology services kind of all across the board. And so those solutions don't happen to be industry specific. And there we're talking about a lot of the talent components. Yeah. We do have a particular focus, though, on healthcare and insurance, one of our major industry focuses, along with financial services. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, it allows us to provide our core competency in the data services area. We are able to go a little bit deeper than some of our competitors relative to the subject matter expertise. And oftentimes our solutions are built off of customer go-to-market solutions or products. And ultimately, we're trying to help the customer either save money or make more money.
Outstanding, which speaks volumes, again, to really the capacity and the business case, if you will, for working with minority-owned businesses. We can help contribute to that bottom line. Right.
Yeah. And I think what we've learned over the last decade or so is that usually minority diverse companies are a little more clever.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be more creative about it. And, you know, we're going to go back at it several times. We're going to iterate through until we find a solution. We don't stop. And that's just kind of how we were made. And so we bring that kind of work ethic, that kind of creativity to the job every day.
That integrity, if you will. In addition to that, 26 years you've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Brother. You've got some stories to tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. We got a lot of stories. Yeah, we do.
So if you couple that with really what many minority businesses have experienced during this incredibly challenging time as the pandemic, how has W3R continued to sustain?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we saw an opportunity, like a lot of other companies, to figure out what the remote kind of work competency look like.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, we actually grew the business during the pandemic. We were very fortunate, very blessed to have done so. And now coming out of that, what we're really doing is saying, what were the best pieces? What did we learn collectively coming out of pandemic? And how do we take that into kind of the next iteration of solutioning, both for the client and also for us internally in terms of what we offer the marketplace? I think what we're seeing is, you know, there's a push to offshore, there's a push to outsource. And I think really, there's some combination of things that we are coming back to the client with that give them the power, engaged power, if you will, to have control of that knowledge worker, have control of the solutions in-house, but also have kind of a hybrid approach to, I think, solutioning those problem sets. We specifically work in the data space, and so that's really kind of the biggest commodity for, doesn't matter what industry, but for financial services as well as healthcare, a lot of the protected data as well as all of the analytic and kind of predictive things that they'd like to do with that information set. There's just a lot of, I think, things that came out of us being still and learning through the pandemic that we're able to offer back to those clients today.
Absolutely phenomenal. And what I'm hearing is that you've applied your ability to be nimble to your success, the sustainability, the growth, and how you're contributing, if you will, back to the minority ecosystem that exists, that we're creating, if you will. And so this outreach, and for our listening audience, you're from Michigan.
That's right.
You know, your company is headquartered in Michigan. But again, this outreach, again, nationally to the various territories and providing solutions, if you will, in that, is what's leading and contributing to their success.
Yeah, absolutely. You use the right word, ecosystem, right? Nobody can do it alone. And, you know, there's a few degrees of separation, you know, once we started getting into other places and cities like Chicago.
Yeah.
But really, if you're looking at from an enterprise perspective, there's so many things that are tangible that apply to all of us. It's really a matter of being present, being relevant in a particular marketplace, and then having something that, you know, people value and want to buy.
Right.
And so for us, I think it's really just an opportunity for us to take advantage of things that you're doing, you know, with this council here, the rebirth of this council here, the outreach of this council here. And it's an opportunity for groups like W3R. And we thank you for welcoming us into the Chicagoland marketplace, because it's a great opportunity.
Absolutely. And we don't just let anyone into our ecosystem.
I know that. We have felt that. So we are, you know, very fortunate to be welcomed in. So
I love it. So for the listening audience, if they're interested in learning out more about W3R Consulting and some of the services and solutions that you provide, how would they reach out to you?
Yeah, the easiest way is www.w3r.com. Obviously, you can call our office at 248-358-1002. Myself or any of our sales executives are available to have a conversation.
All right. And then for the listening audience, what does the remainder of 2021 and 2022 look like for W3R?
Yeah, great question. So for the next 18 months, really, it's an opportunity to continue. There's been a push, if you will, to help organizations through some of the social injustice that we were experiencing in 2020. Mm. And a lot of those programs are just kicking off in 21, and they're going to run into 22 from a strategy perspective. So we're participating in a lot of that kind of developmental activity, and we're looking forward to continuing some of those relationships. Some of those are new. Some of those are existing. But I think there's a lot of work to be done in creating some of those sustainable programs to address some of those issues. And we're very happy that there's an opportunity to have that conversation, as you know, at a much different level than maybe was being had before 2020.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think it's phenomenal. I'm loving this engagement. I'm looking forward to this continued growth, this continued relationship building that we can have together. And then I hope that if there's any additional ways that Chicago MSDC can help W3R to sustain during these times, to grow, to provide the phenomenal outreach and efforts of services that you do, that we do it together, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Vince. I appreciate it. You guys have been phenomenal. I look forward to the future.
Outstanding. Any other closing words for our listening audience?
No, I think this was a great opportunity, and I love the things that you guys are doing out here. We support you 1,000%. Let us know how we can do more.
Outstanding. You've been listening to Eric Hardy, President and CEO of W3R Consulting, here on the Hashtag Biodiverse podcast on WGN Radio, powered by Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council. Thank you. You've been listening to Hashtag Biodiverse, powered by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council on WGN Radio. www.chicagomsdc.org.